Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hear this, hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Pleased to have you along. Tuesday. We're sports and hard here. Got to get to the Shans, man. The Shans died over the weekend.
I refuse to be sad about it.
Bill Shanley.
That's what I said. He won.
Rip City.
It's not sad. It's a celebration. That guy won life.
Rip City.
93 years old. And
yep.
Probably certainly in the city, and I think you can make a case statewide, there wasn't a more beloved man in the last 100 years, maybe ever, than Bill freaking Shanley. And he lived to 93, and just, he was the mayor of this city for years and years and years. He was iconic. His car was iconic. Rip City will live forever. Even if the name Bill Shanley fades over the years, the fact that the nickname of this, the team, the city, it's on jerseys. I mean, he came up with that on a mistake.
Yeah, on a whim, right?
Yeah.
He didn't have it holstered.
He meant to say Swish City, I think it was. Like the ball going through the net. And I think that's, if I remember correctly, I think it was a mistake, but I think it was Swish City. And he misspoke and he said Rip City. And the damn thing stuck. And now it's on the front of
1970.
And now it's on the front of jerseys. And
against
like I said,
the Lakers.
He's a beloved man. There's not a single person you will meet that has one negative thing to say about Bill Shanley. And that just doesn't happen in this world. So my hat's off. Like I said, I refuse to be sad. That's a celebration of a man that won life.
Well, he was great because, you always knew he was the real deal when you'd walk around the arena if you're at a game.
Yep.
And he'd be up there walking around, just shaking hands.
Yeah, he was an ambassador.
Saying hello.
Yep. And to think at one point...
He didn't have to do that.
No, but he loved it.
And he'd take pictures, and then he'd... it's always like, we always joked, like, does he even know who we are? Because he'd come up to you and be like... He wouldn't say your name, but he would just treat you like you were old friends, you know.
And he never met a stranger.
Yeah, and that was the beauty of him. But we always wondered if he knew who we were, and we never got the answer until one day. I think I've told you this.
Yeah, I think you've.
This is my one little Bill Shanley story.
Yeah, your little connection to Bill.
Sean's. So we've met him a million times.
Yeah.
You see him down at the games, when we used to go to the games.
He's come on the radio promoting something once or twice
over
the years.
We've had him on, but, you know, it's never like, hey, Isaac, or hey, Souk. It's just like, how you doing? Rip City. And then he moves on to the next picture, right?
Yeah.
So back in our old building, we had desk phones that you could call the front desk, and they would patch you through to our desk phone, and we would never answer them, ever.
Ever.
However, Because that's where all the creepo calls came through. Every once in a while, you'd find something on there that you know you could respond to, but otherwise, it's just people telling you.
It was weird.
Hey, man, you said this, and that's not right. Or, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to you about the Lions running back.
Yeah, like, that was the thing.
I had someone. Someone that kept calling me, and I forget who the Lions running back was, but he wanted to have a deep, like, meaningful conversation about the Lions running back, and he kept calling on it.
That
and
was
I was
an important question.
I was terrified to call him back that he wanted to wear my skin.
So one day in there, the phone had a little red light on it, and when the red light was blinking, you knew you had a message, and it was just like, oh no, what is this?
Buckle up.
So I pick up the phone and check the message, and it's one message, and freaking Bill Shonley's voice pops on.
That very distinct.
And it's like, voice. Isaac, Bill Shonley here. And I'm like, oh my God, what could this be about?
Yeah.
Like, could I say something bad about the Blazers again? Probably. Did I finally piss off Bill Shonley?
Isaac, Bill Shonley here.
This is a message, too. So, you know, he didn't catch me. Well,
he's not texting. You know, Bill's a...
Well, I don't have his number. He doesn't have my number. Like I said, we didn't really know each other.
Bill doesn't text. Bill calls.
Isaac, Bill Shonley here.
And then he goes,
what's the name of that sleep apnea place you guys endorse?
That was it. I was like, oh my God, Sean snores.
Yeah, look at that.
So I call him back and he's like,
hey, great show, listen to you all the time. Rip Center. What's the name of that?
And then I gave him all the info and then that was it. Never talked to him again.
That was your brief encounter with greatness.
Yeah, but I think from that I can deduce that Bill Shonley did know who we were.
Yes. Obviously, I mean,
because he sought us out.
He sought you out for a snoring commercial.
Advertising works.
Advertising
and then I
works.
Said, hey, you got any ends at Standard TV and Appliance, Bill? And he's like, no, just kidding.
You wanted to buy an electric range from him? I wonder if Sean's could get you a good discount there. Was there a Sean's discount? Like if you go into Standard TV and Appliance and you drop the name, you're like, hey, I know the Sean's.
Yeah, you know how many people probably tried to say that?
Oh, gosh.
Everybody knows the Sean's.
Well, that's why I wonder how many people, because everyone knows the Sean's. How many people really knew him? Do you think he was one of those guys that only had like one or two really close friends because he had 8 billion other just kind of outside circle friends?
I don't know.
Oh,
he was married a couple times, I think, right? He had some kids, and
I just have never met anyone with a negative Sean's experience. So
the Sean's,
yeah, he was great. And I always remember him like just that cream colored Cadillac with the Rip City license plates and
drove like a bat out of hell,
and he was always dialed in. I never saw him like in sweats or anything. He was always dressed up, and he always had a smile on his face, and you know, he had the championship ring on, and he just was great. I also remember, too, when they fired him.
That was bad.
And they blew him out. And, you know, I don't think that the Blazers understood.
No.
They didn't. They didn't get it.
Paul Allen didn't get it.
No.
Paul is a Seattle guy.
Yep.
And I know Sean's was in Seattle for a bit. But they didn't understand the power of the Sean's.
What that meant.
They did that with Barrett and Rice, too. Really get that when they turfed those guys.
Something similar happened, and it's a funny crossover, happened in the Bay Area. The guy who shot the shot that he said Rip City for was Jim Barnett. Barnett ended up calling games for the Warriors for like 30 years.
Oh.
And the Warriors let it slip like midway through the season that it was going to be his last season, so they could kind of start to do all the ceremonial goodbye stuff, and the fan base just wasn't having it, and they basically said, no, he's got to come back next year, and then he came back for 4 or 5 more years after that.
Hmm.
Someone said they would run into him at the Oswego Grill in Wilsonville.
Yeah, was his place.
He had his own table.
He has a table
which
there.
Is badass.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't even be mad. Like, if you're waiting for a table.
That was well known.
And all of a sudden, the Sean's walks in, and he just sits right down. You can't be mad at that. You're like, yeah, it's the Sean's.
Yeah, that's whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
I'll just sit at the bar.
Yeah. You know, you've established, I don't know if I've ever, I've had places that I've been a regular, but I've never had a table somewhere. Yeah, that's a major accomplishment, in my opinion, when you get a table.
Well, he was in there a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I want one at the Oswego Grill, but, you know, you get one at like, I'd like what, like if I had a table at ringside, like you would probably go Laurelhurst, right?
Yeah.
If you get a table at a place like that, you just walk in, and it's the same table, same waiter. Hell yeah.
Did you know he could sing?
I didn't know the Sean's could sing.
Yeah, he sang in the choir at his church.
I could 100% see that.
Big music guy.
I picture him doing a lot of Sinatra.
Well, he liked big band.
Big jazz, you know, big band type stuff, swing music.
I think I read.
Can you imagine like a young Sean's like partying back in the day?
Shams.
Like if you went back, like if you had a time machine, would you go back to like 1971 and tie one on with the Sean's?
Yeah, I think so.
You'd be a wingman for the Sean's. He's out there cruising the street like Broadway, picking up chicks back in the day.
He was a good looking fella.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. They've got his old military photos. Well, anyway, rest in peace, Bill Shonley. It was a good long, wonderful life. Hopefully he got some help for his sleep apnea.
Well, he lived at 93, so right. Whatever.
Maybe I helped prolong his life. Can I take credit for that?
I think you can.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Absolutely. Well, he was great.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he will
see
be missed.
Here with the old military photo. Are we doing like a, are they going to have a big, are they have a big public what to do?
Why are you asking me this? I don't know.
I just was
ask
wondering. I haven't seen. I was wondering if you had heard.
Well, they did a tribute, two games ago.
No, I'm talking about a funeral.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't remember. I mean, I've been here a long time. The vast majority of my life has been spent in this this area. And I don't really remember us having, like a big funeral. Like, you know, where the masses show up. But I'll
not
bet
even
you,
Paul Allen.
No, but I'll bet you. Well, I mean, as much as Paul Allen was the Blazers, Paul Allen was Seattle. Right?
Oh, for sure. And he didn't really connect
with
people.
No, he wasn't Portland. But I'll bet you if you had the Shonza funeral and you had, I don't know what's our biggest like mega church here. I don't know. Buck,
you're asking the wrong guy.
You're a mega preacher. You're a Joel Osteen sort of guy.
I am?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Who's a man of God here at the station? I don't know who we turn to. The text program. Like, if you had our...
Do we have a man of the Lord at the station? Or are we all godless heathens? Well, you, I mean...
I was. I was the moral compass.
I go to my local Christian church, but I do not. I don't go to a mega church. Yeah, I go to Beaverton Christian Church.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was the moral compass on this program for years, although, you know, that was a little...
I didn't know you went to church.
On occasion.
Is Buck one of the few who goes to church on the show?
Oh, we're talking like maybe half a dozen times a year. It's not very regular. Yeah.
That still may put you at number one on the list. I'm serious.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Dirt and Sprague don't strike me as
I don't know.
As Jesus guys. Danny and Dusty, no. You and me, no.
I think Danny might be.
Danny? It's possible.
Danny's, yeah.
It's possible. Right. He takes the bread of God.
Well, what'd they do at the games, the Blazers games for Sean's?
Well, they did like a big video board tribute where they, in the moment of silence. I mean, the kind of typical thing, but you'd think there's going to be a bigger event that's specific to him. There would have to be, right?
Oh, I don't know. Never underestimate the Blazers' ability to be tone deaf.
Yeah.
But
I just think if you had a big memorial at one of those churches, you would pack that thing thousands upon thousands. People would wait in line to go pay their respects to the Shawns.
Listen to people speak about him.
Yeah.
Somebody said Jerome Kersey's funeral was enormous.
I could see that.
Totally. He was like the Shawns.
Well, I'll tell you what. Had Kersey, if the Shawn, God rest Jerome Kersey, who again was just a wonderful human being. If Kersey was still alive and the Shawns passed, Kersey would be the Shawns because he was
the new Shawns.
He would be the new Shawns. He would be he was an ambassador for the team and he was beloved. Same thing by everybody. And now I don't know who we got. We got Darth Blazer or something. I don't know.
Well, we got Barrett still alive.
Yeah, but they
turfed him.
They turfed him, and now there's like a weird thing.
But does the guy need to be a blaze? Like, does it need to be associated with the team? Or
can Sloy be our true north
Sloy.
Now?
Sloy.
Yeah, we need someone. We need our true north. We need something.
Well, it's not Clyde.
No.
Maybe Lillard?
It'll be Lillard.
If he stays here after he's done?
Yeah, if he stays here and makes this his home, Lillard already owns this city, and he will... As long as he stays here, this will be his city.
Mike Rice left. He's in Florida.
Yeah. And Barrett's great, but Barrett does so much different stuff. Barrett's not really associated anymore. And to his credit, I don't think he's not bitter, but he doesn't embrace that. How could you? You know, because they've never really welcomed him back the way they did the Sean. So yeah. it's really the only candidate here. Like, it is going to be Lillard. And hopefully this doesn't end. You know, I would hate for all of his loyalty, and I get there's people now and they're not good, and it could be the best way going forward if you're talking about long-term success of the team. But after all the loyalty that he's shown, when everyone else in the NBA would have asked out, and he said it a million times, and this is his city, and he lives here, he's raised his kids here, I would really hate for this thing to end messy. I think he deserves better than that. I think he deserves loyalty for what he's shown. And even if it's a little costly towards the end, I'm a keep Lillard in Portland guy for the rest of his career because I want him to be that guy. I want him to own this city.
All right. Well, Shans, we'll miss you, partner. 93 years old. Bingo, bango, bongo, right? Didn't yep. he have that one?
Yep.
I'm too young to remember his calls, but I do remember when they – I guess my first indoctrination to the Shans was just him being around at the, you know, at the facilities, but also them turfing him.
Yeah. And what a big and deal just it was.
The, yeah, how big of a deal it was. I didn't understand that until – till that happened.
Nope. Growing up, that was, you know, growing up here, he was the guy. And it just goes to show you that sometimes team ownership and whatnot, they just don't have their finger on the pulse.
What were his other catchphrases?
What
gotta make your free throws, right?
Lickety Brindle up the middle was another one. I'm trying to think of what the
anything
other
anything else?
Ones. Yeah, he had the what was the other the twine.
Tickle the twine.
Tickle the twine. Yeah, I mean, he
Lickety Brindle up the middle. That one's underrated.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I think he said that one, too, was kind of it just kind of happened.
Now, is Demers going to be doing throwing some of these out there in honor of the Shans here?
Can you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Honor the man.
Is it weird? Well, I mean, everyone does the Rip City stuff.
I think you do it one game, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you put it to bed.
One game.
It's like retiring a jersey.
You throw them all in there.
Yeah.
And then we all do a standard TV and appliance commercial just for the sake of it.
All right. Up next, Open Seggy. Look at that. You never know what we're going to hit you with. It is 417 on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, in the open seggy, you're going to hear NBA audio. We have NBA audio from the weekend that we have yet to play for you. And piggybacking off of the Shans talk, let's just go right to Damian Lillard and Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, going at it. Got some beef.
Yeah, well, Pat, that's what Pat Bev does.
Yes.
Yeah, that's his.
And he's not very good.
It's his job.
I mean,
well, he's good at what he does, though.
He's good at what he does, but come on.
See that? Yeah, but that's smart of a player who's not very good to carve out a niche in this way.
Sure.
Because you affect the game more by doing what he does, getting under people's skin, than you would by just being pedestrian Pat Beverley who can guard a little.
Yes. Because he's got a place in the NBA, but he's the definition of a role player, and yet
oh, for sure.
He's maybe the most known role player for crap like this.
Yeah, well, he just gets up in your kitchen.
Yeah.
He gets under your skin. That's his whole idea.
He's an agitator.
I like it. I want it on my team. I would want, seriously, if I had a playoff team, I'd want him on my bench. I'll throw his ass in there, stirred up.
Yeah.
I love that. I think every team needs a guy like him. Well, here he is. So the other night, they came back. So he plays for the Lakers.
Yeah.
If you didn't know.
And the Lakers suck, but so do the Blazers. So.
So the Blazers, from what I understand, were down.
No, the Blazers were up 25 or 20.
No, they were down double digits. They outscore them by a billion and go up like 27.
Yeah, I think it was 26 at the half, if I'm not mistaken.
And then they lost.
Yeah, because Beverly talked crap to Lillard. And then Lillard goes off, and they buried him. They outscored him by 30-something in the second quarter. Highest scoring quarter of the year for him. And then they go into the half with this huge lead, 71-40, whatever. And then they
Patrick Beverly goes off.
I don't think he really went off.
Well, I mean, come on. You're going to start talking crap?
No, but I think Beverly...
If you're Lillard, finish it.
I think Beverly had like 4 points.
Oh, I know. He's not not Damian Lillard.
But at the end of the game, when L.A. had safely put it away, you know, Dame points at his watch.
Yeah.
Well,
Dame time.
Beverly went down, and he was tapping his watch and then holding it up and shaking it like it was a broken watch.
That's a good bit. That's a good bit. And it suited the moment.
It did. And this is the thing. I love Damian Lillard, but if you're going to point at your wrist...
That's right.
...when you're smoking someone, be prepared for someone to mock you with it when they come back from 26 down.
No question.
You know, you,
and, of course, that person's going to be Patrick Beverly.
Yes.
So they asked Beverly about the matchup after the game, and here's what he said.
It did seem like you had a kind of a constant dialogue with Dame throughout. You end up tonight being the plus 27. Dame has a slow shooting night. What were you looking at that matchup-wise?
He would have cooked me. You would have said I couldn't guard him, but now he missed a couple of shots. It's a slow shooting night, honestly.
Well, I said you were plus 27,
no,
right?
A good job on Dame. That sound better.
Well, I was gonna ask the question. Let you answer it.
I just answered it. Next question.
Any more on just the matchup?
No. Always good to see Dame. Hell of a point guard in this league. You know, his ability to shoot it, you know, from the logo puts pressure on your defense. You know, I think it was a team effort tonight. It wasn't one man.
Very sensitive.
Yes.
NBA guys can be very, very, very sensitive.
Yeah. And this is a long go. I mean, they don't get along.
Who?
Patrick Beverly and Damian Lillard. This is not
Who gets along with Patrick Beverly?
I don't think that's
no
what,
one.
No one's like he shouldn't be in LA because LeBron James hated him.
Yeah. Everyone hates him until he plays for your team, and then you're like, I get it.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, anyway, he's got a point there. It's like, Lillard just was off tonight. Well, no, how about I did a little something to, you know, I mean, that's fair, and that's his whole job is to try to, I mean, he's not like he's going to drop 30. Beverly, right? His whole job is to just defend. And So
I'm looking here. Yeah, Beverly on that night, he played 29 minutes and he scored 4 points.
I know, but that's not his
role. That's not his role.
His role is defense.
Lillard went 5 of 17, 3 of 13 from behind the arc for 24. And you'll take that.
5 of 17?
5 of 17.
Yeah, so if I'm Beverly,
you're happy with that.
Well, not only that, but I'm calling that guy out. Like, he didn't just have a bad shooting night. How about, like...
I locked him down.
Yeah, like, I did a good job.
And
that's fair.
And then on Twitter, Damian Lillard called him Flip from above the rim.
Yeah, and I didn't know what that meant until somebody explained it to me like I was 4.
Well, you've seen it. That's the larceny in your heart, right? The above the rim.
What?
Oh, no.
That was from... We reviewed the worst movie ever.
Yeah, what was that? Because that was another basketball movie. Above the Rim was the one with Tupac, and Flip was Bernie Mac. He was like the con man drug dealer that ends up getting murdered.
And I had no idea what that meant when he posted that. I was like, what does that mean? And then somebody explained it to me on Twitter. But I don't remember that movie, but the line was, she's from the D. Vanessa's from the D, yo. She was born with larceny in her heart.
Yeah, they were playing some basketball game with a bunch of trash fires. Like, that was how they were lighting the court.
Yeah, I forget the name of that. Boy, that was a bad movie.
It was ridiculous.
It was so bad that we took like 2 hours to review it here on the broadcast one time.
Yeah, we had a guest on and someone brought it up and we're like, what? Should we watch this? I think it was like one of the stand-up comedians from Helium. Like Arby Spears or something.
Well, anyway, Lillard spoke about... Now, Lillard's getting fed up, too.
Crossover, by the way. That's what
crossover,
it was. Crossover.
Yeah. Don't watch it. Lillard's fed up, too, and he gets a little testy. Yeah. This was after the Lakers game as well.
I want us to be in the best position to win. You know, my job is to play point guard and to be prepared and go out there and do what I do. And everybody has a job, and... Right now we're not winning. Right now we haven't been consistent, But it's not my job to say who goes where or what needs to happen as far as the roster. You know, that's not my job. But what I will say is, right now we're not getting it done. So I do want to win. You know, I don't think it's no secret that I want to win, and you know, I think we gotta do whatever we have to do to be in a position to win. You know, I think that's the point of us showing up, is to give ourselves the best chance to win. So, you know, I'm all for whatever that means. I don't think it's fair for y'all to be asking me these questions right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's kind of a weak move. You know, it's our team is struggling, you know, and I've been transparent about our struggles and stuff that we could do better. But y'all putting me in a position to you know, answer questions that I don't think is cool, man.
Well, because a lot of this organization operates on your timeline.
I understand that. No, I understand that. But, you know, there's people that you can ask those questions to. You know what I mean? And even if it is on me or whatever, they could answer your questions. So even if they did ask me a question and I gave them my opinion, you know, I'm sure they're going to give you whatever answer that they give you based on what reality is. But I'm saying, I don't think it's cool for y'all to be putting me in that position, you know, especially after a tough loss. We in a tough stretch. Like, that ain't cool. You know what I mean? And I answer all y'all questions. And, you know, y'all, that's, to me, that feels like just a lack of respect to put me in that position.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Like, sure. I think what he's saying is, like, dude, why are you asking me this?
Yeah, I got to go back into the locker room with my teammates.
Yeah.
And clearly we're struggling, right?
He can't answer those questions.
Exactly. What do you want me to say?
But
yes,
I do think
ship so and so out, right. You know.
But I do think this whole, and he says this a lot, that's not my job. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
The idea that, look, dude, you're the cornerstone of the franchise. You're all the franchise has. At least admit that you're a key voice in the room.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, I think it's kind of, okay, I think the second part of what he said is fair. It's a little disrespectful to keep asking him those questions. I think that is fair. That doesn't mean they're going to stop asking them.
Sure.
But, you know, I get it. What's he supposed to say? The first part where he sort of punts is just like, well, that's not even my job, and I just show up to play point guard, that's bull crap.
Yeah.
And just stop feeding us bull crap. Look, dude, I am going to be a part of this. I'm a key voice, but I can't talk about that.
And I think that's what Quick was saying, when so much of this is based on your timeline.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Of course, like, he's a huge factor here, and what he wants and what he thinks works is a huge factor. So just admit that, yeah, at least,
sure,
before you, and then you say, look, but please don't ask me about it during the season, because all I'm trying to do is take the guys we have and play better.
I'm trying to figure this out, right? You know, it's, look, I think the way Lillard handles the media is about as good as you can handle it. Again, he is my favorite Blazer of all time. I think he handles himself with class. I think he has been phenomenal. I think he tells the truth. But like anyone else, you get tired and you get frustrated and you get worn down. And I think what you're seeing there is just, you heard Tom Brady, right? In the Jim Gray, did you see him drop the two F-bombs?
Yeah.
You know.
That divorce is really
right?
Getting to old Tommy.
Yeah, Jim Gray asked Tom Brady what his plans were and if he had a timeline, and he goes, Tom Brady said, if I had an effing plan, I would have effing made it already. And that's a guy that he's been talking to for 12 years, right?
He said, like, Jim, if I knew what I was going to effing do, I would have already effing done it.
And then he said, but I appreciate the question. Thank you.
Right? So I think that's what you have here, is if you have Lillard who understands, that tries to do his best to get in front of cameras, answer the questions, and I'll bet you behind the scenes and in front of the cameras, he has been asked that very question probably 12 times over the last 3 or 4 games, and he finally he snapped and was basically, that's what he said. Basically what he should have said is, go ask freaking Joe Cronin. Yeah,
exactly.
Go ask Joe Cronin why he's not getting me more help.
Well, this time of year, I think you do ask Joe Cronin.
Yes.
This time of year, I think you can maybe lay off Damian Lillard on that.
Yeah.
In the offseason, I think it's very fair. If Lillard's going to be fielding questions, line of questioning is fair. And if he says at that point, oh, I'm just point guard, all I do is play point guard, it's not my job.
No.
Get out of here with that.
Yeah. It's tough. But I always tend to cut him. And you can say, and I get it if you want to say I'm an apologist because I like him. But I do give him a break, because I do think that he handles the media. And look, it's not like we're a killer media here. This isn't New York. It's not Los Angeles, for God's sakes. Portland, you know. You get treated with kid gloves here, but I still think he handles it better than any of the other star players. I mean, go back to what we had before Damian Lillard. We had LaMarcus Aldridge. Anyone want to go back to that? You want to go back to the way he handled that.
How about CTC?
Yeah.
Cut the check.
I thought Roy was this way, too. I thought Brandon Roy and Lillard both were cut from the same sort of cloth, and that I thought they were as honest as they could be. And Lillard has faced way more scrutiny than Roy about whether or not he wants to stay. So I tend to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I did kind of enjoy the, it's not really cool. He did the dad thing. I'm not angry. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
You know what? It's just, it's not cool.
Yeah, here's a good point. A lot of people are texting in. They're mad that we couldn't remember crossover. It's one of our finest moments here on the show. I agree. Like that, I should have remembered that.
Yeah,
well, I should have remembered that.
Maybe I'll dig it up for a best of one of these days.
Well, it was like 15 years
ago.
It was a long time ago. Hitting the head a lot. Sorry. And I have not seen that movie in 15 years.
Well, nor should you. They said the stupid thing about crossover that you guys undersell is how there's millions of dollars being bet
on underground
amateur basketball.
But that's the same thing with Above the Rim.
With the lighting being tire fires.
Yes. Above the Rim's the same thing where they're playing like some sort of community, it's a community rec league tournament, and it's the most important thing in the history of mankind. Murder will take place in one of Tupac's finest roles.
All right, we got to run. It is time for In the News. I will go get your noted and carbon neutral newsman. Here's Buck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
We are bringing you a higher love today. That's what we do here.
That's Steve Winwood.
Yeah, Steve Winwood. Yeah. That's right. Sneaky good show, Steve Winwood.
Can't say I've ever seen him.
Yeah, he's good.
Winwood might be my favorite good weather music. Like, if it's a nice day outside, pop on some Winwood. Oh. It just feels right.
That's a good suggestion. Huh. It is January 24, 2023. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Thank you.
That's really hot. That is hot.
Is that too hot?
Hey now.
Thank you.
I always get Steve Winwood and Bruce Hornsby mixed up.
Yeah. I can see why.
Yeah, I get him crossed.
Hornsby has his own, well, they both kind of have very distinct sound, but I can see why you would get
them. Yeah, I just confuse them.
Today is, and I'm your noted newsman, by the way. Thank you.
Still carbon neutral.
Yes, absolutely. It is National Peanut Butter Day.
Oh, who doesn't love peanut?
You butter. Mean peanut butter? I don't. I've told you this before. I'm not a huge peanut butter guy. I can eat it. It's fine.
You're despicable.
I find it somewhat mid, peanut
that
butter.
Just blows my mind. Peanut butter is good on just about anything.
It is also National Just Do It Day.
Is that a Nike thing? Or
go home and do it.
You can go home and tell your wife that, hey, we got to do it. And what is it?
I think it's a Nike thing.
Yeah.
I feel like Nike's behind that.
I think they're they're a company that could probably make that sort of thing happen.
Well, more trouble for your Portland Thorns. I just don't know when they're going to, stop giving us headlines.
Yeah, does this eventually get the Jailblazers off the hook? Because it'd be like, hey, the Jailblazers would be like, yeah, but those damn Thorns.
They're just running amok over there.
It really is. It's a problem.
This is not pertaining to the league sexual assault I'm butchering this. This is not pertaining to all the other stuff.
No, this is separate.
This is new and different.
And yet still equal two more firings.
But the league did investigate both of these incidents of misconduct.
Yeah.
So the head athletic trainer, Pierre Soubrier?
Soon
to be looking for another job?
Yeah.
And assistant coach Sophie Klo were both fired.
Yes. You fired.
So, Klo apparently kissed a player on the neck during a celebration.
Which, I don't know. I mean, that whole thing. First off, I've said it before. Stop kissing the players. Stop making out with the players. And you say it was on the back of the neck. And as I said with the Tom Brady open mouth kiss, I think it's worse to kiss someone on the back of the neck. Nothing will bring a celebration to a halt quicker than sneaking up behind someone and planting one on their neck. It's weird. Well,
but how do we know it was a sneak? You know, I need more information on this. You know, was there flirting? Let's make sure we don't do anything to promote. Was that Stephen A?
Stephen A. The Ray Rice thing. To all future Thorn employees, stop touching the players. Don't do it.
So,
even if you're like, I think she wanted it. Stop touching the players.
The claims were found to be substantiated and a violation of league policy. The investigation also examined allegations of bullying behavior by Klo, although it found those reports to be unsubstantiated. But yeah, they fired her anyway, so she's out.
She's out.
Can't do that. Okay, so this Pierre guy was the head athletic trainer, and so the investigation began in November by the league. And it was Thorne's leadership that informed them that their team physician, Dr. Breanne Brown, reported to them that this guy had given two players codeine at a match.
Yes, and codeine
in October.
Codeine's an opioid painkiller. Most people associate it with like cough syrup or scissorp, if you want to go with the illegal drink, the purple drink, the lean. But the big problem here is you're an athletic trainer. You're not a doctor. You can't write prescriptions. And if you can't write prescriptions, you can't be handing out opioids. Can't do that. So someone ratted on him.
Yeah, and they found that to be true and substantiated. Then Brown, the head doctor, also self-reported her own conduct for an incident in which Pierre asked her for a controlled medication to give to players as needed, and she did give it to him.
Yeah, and so we were talking about this. So back when I played, this was the norm. There was no prescriptions. You just got pills from anybody.
Now, let's finish. So in fairness to her, she got uncomfortable with it and took it back before it was given to any player.
Yes, which is the right
thing. Which is why she was not punished.
It's the right thing to do, because back in the day, like I said, people just handed out pills, and a bunch of NFL doctors got in trouble for this a number of years ago. And now they do a much better job. Who is the California Angels pitcher?
Tyler Skaggs.
Tyler Skaggs. Like, and there was a couple. We've had an Oklahoma football player died of an opioid overdose. They've gotten much, much better about making sure that things are documented and it's not just random people handing out opioids.
So I have a question. Is anyone left at the Thorns?
I think the player...
Who has not been fired?
Well, the owner has been fired. Right? The GM's been fired.
Wilkinson, right?
Yeah, he got canned. The head coach has been canned. We got the athletic trainer. The
Golub
head athletic trainer.
Turfed.
Golub got turfed. He was like the VP of like operations.
An assistant trainer.
An assistant trainer. The doctor didn't get turfed. So the doctor...
We've got the team doctor.
The doctor was going to get turfed, but she said no, took it back. Therefore, she didn't get turfed, even though they probably could have turfed her. So how about that? We hold on to that. As far as we know, we have some players, and there's a team doctor. And it still hasn't sold yet. So.
Things are looking up. would you pay $150 for a cup of coffee?
No.
Why not?
Well, one, I hate coffee and I never drink it. And $150, I'm trying to think if there's a drink that I would pay $150 for.
Yeah, it sounds weird, but it is a thing. This is real.
Starbucks?
No.
Those coffees are expensive. Man, they get you.
Portland is one of two locations in the United States where coffee drinkers can purchase a cup of Proud Mary coffee. that will cost $150 because only 22 cups of the coffee will be available in the U.S.
Let me just say, for the record, that's the dumbest thing that you could spend money on, but all right.
Well, you know, people are real coffee snobs and connoisseurs, you know? Much like bourbons and wines.
Sure.
And so...
But why is... What makes this, outside of the fact that there's only 22, like, are these beans, like, grown by, like, seven, like
it
like,
says
like seven people in the Himalayas or something? Like, what?
So this is, so it's Proud Mary Coffee, and the Proud Mary Coffee Roaster Company is Australian-based, but they have locations in Portland and Austin, and it's called the Black Jaguar Geisha Coffee.
That's a little weird. And possibly racist. Let's go, let's just start throwing shade at
him. G-E-I-S.
Well, geisha is like, he's talking about like the Asian.
Geisha? I mean, I don't know.
No, that's geisha.
Well,
that's
geisha, right. Geisha is the Asian. I don't
I understand what it is. I just don't know if this is that's what this means. I don't know. Geisha, geisha.
Black jaguar geisha.
The word you just spelled is geisha. Yeah.
Gay jaguars.
That's why it's so expensive. You get the coffee out of the gay jaguars, and those are probably hard to find.
They're very hard to find.
Black jaguars. The coffee comes from Hartman Estate in Panama, and it recently won first place in the 2022 Best of Panama competition, one of the most prestigious coffee competitions in the world. Proud Mary Coffee Roasters paid $2,000 for 1 pound of the beans.
Oh, my God.
It's the company's most expensive coffee purchase to date. For anyone who wants to try the pricey cup of Joe but doesn't want to spend the money on it, there is another option. They will be giving away one cup of the coffee in the U.S. to the person who receives a golden ticket included in their purchase of a Hartman pre-sale 10 from Proud Mary's website.
Or I could just give you a cup of coffee and tell you that it's gay black jaguar coffee and you won't know the difference. Right? When I was in Bali, they did. They have the, is it the Kapi Lui? The coffee that gets eaten by the little muskrats and then they poop it out?
I don't know.
There is a coffee.
And they make coffee out of their scat?
Yeah, they pick the beans out of the poop, and then they use those, and they're like somehow they ferment like in the belly. And supposedly it's like the best coffee in the world. It's really expensive. Okay. And in Bali, you can go to these places, and they've got the little, I don't know if it's a meat rat or something. It's some like lemur-looking thing. And they've got them there in the cages, and you can watch the animal poop. And then, like, that's how they harvest the beans. I had a cup of that coffee. And again, I'm not a coffee drinker, but everyone else in my family was. And everyone said the same, like, what? Like, but they tell you, you don't put any cream or sugar in it because then you miss the essence of the ass of the animal where this came from. It's like, you really got to taste the butt.
Well, that's like putting ketchup on a steak. Right?
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. And I tried that. And
like putting a good bourbon with Coke.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't get it?
No, I didn't understand it. So I looked to others who were coffee drinkers, and none of the people in our group could tell me the difference between ass coffee that costs an arm and a leg versus, you know, a cup of Starbucks. But
we have a text. My wife and I have been to Proud Mary's. Even for Portland, it's overpriced for what you get, and the owner is a jerk. How about that? I don't see anything positive on the text line about Proud Mary.
I don't know, so I'm not taking shots at Proud Mary. I just, that's a lot for coffee.
How would you like to win a tour of a wastewater treatment plant?
Yes! I've been waiting for that.
That story next on The Fan. Now, this is Bruce Hornsby. Not to be confused with Steve Winwood.
Can you see, though, where I'm making the mistake?
Well, like I said, yeah, I can see how somebody would get those two mixed up, for sure.
Got similar vibes, in my opinion.
I would say now the hard part is to power rank the two, but I'm probably gonna go. Boy, that's tough. I think Hornsby greater than Winwood.
I'm going Hornsby too because my buddy that's in the music business who lets you know that unfortunately most of the people that you love in the music industry are terrible human beings. Mm-hmm. Says Bruce Hornsby, one of the best dudes you'll ever meet.
Love hearing that.
Just says he's fantastic. Big basketball guy too.
He's a big sports guy. I met him once. Really big sports
guy. What? Friend of Bruce Hornsby?
Friend of Bruce Hornsby.
Noted klepto Ryan Buckley?
Yeah. No, not a friend, but I got to go to a Super Bowl as part of a corporate thing my dad got invited to when I was like 13. And he played like a private concert for the sponsors, and he chatted us up afterwards. He was a nice guy.
All right.
Yeah, but
so
just,
confirmed.
He just
cool.
He just swears by him.
Still alive, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. He's still around. I don't think we lost him during COVID. We lost John Prine, though, which to this day bums me out. He's got to be in his, what, late 60s?
68.
Yeah.
Denny Doyle, back to the news. Now to child porn news. Denny Doyle, the former Beaverton mayor, sentenced to 6 months in federal prison for possessing child pornography.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
6 months?
That's it. Now, he is 74, but he was also sentenced to 5 years of post-prison supervision in order to pay $22,000 in restitution to his victims. Court records show that
What were his victims?
Well,
I thought he just had online.
That's what's confusing. Okay, so court records show that in late January 2022, a local business gave Beaverton police a thumb drive that contained child pornography and personal photos that belonged to Doyle.
Maybe that's what it was. He had photos of kids.
A local business. Well, yeah, child porn.
No. But like, I was under the impression when this, we were talking about the story that he just had online pornography. But if you say personal photos, were there photos of kids that he was taking himself?
I don't know. Cause that's, but it's also odd that it says a local business.
Yeah, where did you get a thumb drive?
What is that? Yeah, and where did they get it?
Do you think he was like going to print them off somewhere and he left it behind or something?
What, you taking that to a Kinko's?
Well, I mean, I don't know why. How
seriously?
Else would it, but how else would it end up at a local business? That's the only thing I can come up with.
Yeah, I head down to a FedEx, FedEx Kinko's there. And,
hey, could you blow these up for me?
You print these. You want glossy or matte on that? Let's go with your choice. Whatever you think, makes them pop.
Law enforcement also determined the images of child pornography were downloaded onto the thumb drive between November 2014 and December 2015 while Doyle was serving as the mayor of Beaverton. The case then went to the FBI, and they called him at his home. He admitted the drive was his and that he personally downloaded the child porn from his home computer. Yeah. It's still not answering a lot of our questions.
Yeah. About him. That just seems...
They could not find any further evidence.
Look, I'm glad the scumbag's going to do some time in prison. I'm glad that they're going to monitor him. Hopefully he'll be dead soon. He's 70, whatever. You said he's 74?
74, yeah.
And he's obviously a piece of dirt, allegedly.
Everybody loved him, though.
But I find it weird that 6 months is all you got for...
I know, right?
For that. I would have thought that those carried a harsher penalty.
Well, that's probably... don't you think some of that's just his name and his...
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got pull.
Yeah, I guess. So I just always hear that, like, the guys that get caught with that, they do Jared Fogle and those guys. I mean, you're doing serious time for that. The law tends to not look the other way at child pornography.
Somebody said he works for a soccer team in Beaverton, and they're the ones that found it and turned it in.
I still...
So perhaps he...
He just left it?
He had it on him or in a bag and it fell out or something?
Like he just carries that around in his gym bag just in case?
Hey, you guys see my child porn laying around?
Yeah, in your bag, I don't know what you have in your leather satchel, but,
Not child porn.
No, I don't have one of those.
A little flash drive, yay big, contains a bunch of child porn. No?
You guys seen that at all?
Goodness.
Oh, yeah, what did it look like?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Gray?
Yeah, I know.
More than 300,000 flyers were mailed out to Portlanders on January 21st with a curious offer, a chance to win a tour of the city's sewage treatment plant.
God, I've been waiting years for this.
The flyer asks, ever wonder what happens to what you flush?
No, but all right.
Enter to win a tour of the city's main wastewater treatment plant and see for yourself.
Question, can I not? Do I need this special Willy Wonka golden brown ticket? I can't just rock up to the treatment center and be like, hey, can I look around?
This is real. 10 lucky Portland residents will be invited, or unlucky,
yeah,
depending on how you look at it, will be invited inside the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant in North Portland in the spring of 2023.
You want to see a big vat of doo-doo?
They said, quite frankly,
smell like?
We're pleased by the response. People are interested in a behind-the-scenes look at how we clean up that dirty, poopy water.
Interesting.
Says the... dude in charge.
What a random, like, of all the things to auction off, like,
yeah,
whose idea was that?
It's the Portland Bureau of Environmental Services.
more importantly, who says yes? Like, do you have nothing else going on a Wednesday?
Would you want to see that? Like, I think I'm mildly intrigued. Because I don't know how they do that, and I just think that's kind of interesting.
So you're saying you're sitting around Saturday afternoon.
Saturday?
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming it's not on a weekday. You got to work.
True. Well, I can go in the morning.
Okay, how about this? I'd call you up on a Wednesday.
After my morning constitution.
Call you up on a Wednesday and say, hey.
Okay.
9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Treatment center.
Mm-hmm.
Tour of the Dew. We're going to go look at some poo. You're in? That's how you're spending your Wednesday morning.
How long is it?
I'm assuming at least an hour. A tour never lasts shorter than an hour.
Let's say you're in and out in 2 hours.
Yeah, whole thing.
That's a lot.
9 to 11, you're committed. Because you got to get there and you probably got to sign a waiver. I'm guessing you're getting a hard hat, maybe some goggles, probably a white coat.
Here's the only...
Something to cover your nose.
Yeah.
Here's the circumstance in which I would... I do find the topic, like, how they do that is interesting to me.
Okay.
Okay. So, operating on that notion, if I were, say, on vacation, and let's say we're at, I don't know, a fish hatchery.
Okay.
Or we're just, sometimes, have you ever been bored on vacation where you're looking around at things and they're uninteresting?
Go to the Oregon coast sometime. It happens all. That's how you end up at the Ripley's, museum.
See, I find fish hatcheries really stupid. Like, I don't care.
Sure.
If down the road there was a wastewater treatment plant and it was free and they were going to give me a tour and show me how they clean the poopy water?
Yeah.
I'm more interested in that than in the hatchery, and I'm probably going down there. Huh. But I'm not doing it on a work day or a golf day or any other. Like, it has to be a very special circumstance where it's like, you know what, fine, I'll go in there.
But there is a circumstance.
I was going to say, how many days are not a work day and not a golf day?
Well, like I said, my brother and his wife and kids were here, and we went on a hike up near the fish hatchery, right?
Yeah.
Gorge, and after the hike, they went over there.
Yeah.
And I could not have been any more disgusted.
When I was a kid, we had to do that.
And I'm like,
we took a tour of the fish hatchery.
I don't care about this. Yeah. But they're like, oh, it won't be long. So I stayed out with the dog on a park bench. It was summer. On a park bench and just hung out and drank a beer.
Yeah. Well, they went in and,
if I didn't have the dog and there were a wastewater treatment... This is the exact
scenario
I'm telling you.
Yes.
If there were one... Somebody came by and said, hey, do you want to see how they clean the poop water? It's right over here. It's free, and it will take an hour. They're going to be in there an hour anyway. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I would. I would.
All right.
Other than that,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Okay, that's all.
So there's your answer.
There's your answer. Yeah, you know what? I'm not certain. I think I might stay outside and sit in the sunshine and beer. That exact scenario that you just painted, although it's raining, that's how you get me in.
Mm. Yeah, it was nice out.
See, if it's nice out and
it's hot though.
If it's nice out and I have alcohol, no. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sitting outside. That's an outdoor nap. That's me drinking a beer and laying under a tree. But rainy day, yeah, I'll go look at some poo.
Well, during the tour, contest winners will learn how Portland processes its waste and how that waste gets turned into clean water, energy, and manure. Isn't that weird that they turn that into clean water?
I know.
Doesn't that freak you out?
Well, and this may be one of the reasons why I'm kind of dismissing this, is I watched a Mike Rowe, what is that show, like Dirty Jobs?
Dirty Jobs, yeah.
And I will say, at least in the confines of my couch and watching Mike Rowe do it, it is pretty interesting to think that. And we're living in a time where that is a thing.
How do you do that?
Because up until recent modern history, yeah, we just dumped that somewhere. You know, it's... The fact that we have reached that point in modern society is pretty impressive.
They're also saying that the Portland Bureau of Environmental Services does have an informational video. If you don't win one of the tours, it's titled After the Flush.
Let me ask you this question,
too. You can have a step-by-step look at the water treatment process, which I will probably watch.
Yeah. If you were on that tour and you saw the poo come in,
mm-hmm.
and you saw it clean, filtered, all that, and you saw the whole process, and then at the very end, they poured you a glass,
oh, wow.
and you saw the whole thing, could you drink that glass? I couldn't.
I don't want to. I mean, I could.
I don't.
But I don't want to.
I wouldn't. It's the
that would not be a good ending to the...
Yeah, right? It's the ending. It's kind of hot in there. It smells a little bit. But at the very end, they give you a nice, cold, refreshing glass, and you just saw where that came from. could you
hold it up to the light?
Yes. And you're like, nah, it looks
what
good.
What if they did a little before and after, like right when you walk in the door, say, here, taste this. Ah.
I mean, in their from their point of perspective, it's like, we just did this all for you. You're not going to have the water now?
Right.
Right. Because, like, I've done the, like, I've toured the,
no,
I've toured the Coors factory. I've done, like, the Lagavulin factory in Scotland. I've done the Guinness in Ireland. And the cool thing is, at the end of those tours, guess what you get to do?
Drink.
You get to drink right from the big vat. Do you get to drink from the vat at the poo water facility? I kind of think I kind of think you should. Isn't that the ultimate proof?
They just have a water fountain there for everyone to stop by on their way out.
Just it's clean, trust us.
All right, we got to run. There's your in the news. Hot 5 and 5 is coming up next. Yeah, we've got Mike Clevenger news. Remember him?
I do remember him.
Apparently there's a team that is ready to offer their job to Sean Payton. And, oh, a player in the Final Four of the NFL playoffs has been arrested.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's, and not for something, although you can't be arrested for something good, but this one is especially problematic.
That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.